Now, the week before Shavuos, every Yontiv needs a hachana in order to get the ma'alos of Yontiv. But especially the Yontiv of Shavuos needs a hachana. The biggest raya is that the Torah itself gave a hachana for Matan Torah. You don't find other Yom Tovim have a special mitzvah that's a achana for the Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov of Shavuos, there's a special achana, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which is counting towards Matan Torah. So we see that the Torah requires a certain achana in order to get to Matan Torah, whatever the ma'alos of Matan Torah. Ad kedei kach that the Kadmonim bring down that the reason why the Yom Tov of Shavuos is called Shavuos, it's not lefi de ma'ira, not the event that happened, not the date that happened. It's just about Shavuos. Shavuos is, according to some of the mafarshim, it's referring to the counting of the weeks. It means that the whole yontiv is based on the hachana. That is what the yontiv is all about. So Chazal gave us different ways how we could get ready for this yontiv, prepare ourselves, inspire ourselves, get a chizuk, and get ready for the ma'alos of Yom Tov. The Gemara in Megillah brings down, Rav Shimon Elazar says, the Ezra tikkun in Yisrael, there's a takana that Ezra was masakin, that he should read every year the Toichacha of Torah Eskayinu, which is Parshas B'chukosai, they should read it before Atzeres, before Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why? Tichle Shana V'kiloseh. What's the Shana? It's a new year. So Chazal tell us, it's Peres Ilan. Peres Ilan is not only referring to the Gashmias, it also is referring to Ruchnias. The Tosfos brings down that besides the Chiv to read Parshas B'chukosai, we're supposed to also have a hefsik between the Klolos and Shavuos. There's another parasha needed to be read, which is the parasha Bamidbar. But when the Torah brings down this din, he brings down as a remez, he says, manu va'otzru, to be moina and then to have atzeres. It means that it's not only to have a hefsik, it's not only the hefsik itself, but there's a special inyan of the minyan that's supposed to be happen before Matan Torah. And that's supposed to be some maila that we have before Matan Torah. So we have to try to figure out what is this maila before Matan Torah that it says in Chazal, it says in the Torah, manu va'atzru. Agav, it says over here that the Kriya is a tremendous hashpah. The Torah is a metzias. It's a thing for itself. Just like it says that the kolal is tich l'shon v'kil l'serah. What do? You listen to the Kriya Satayra of Klolos. And Afa Biken, it says, with the Kriya itself, Yezoichet, the Keilu, the Klolos happened already. That is the Metzias of Torah. So too, the Minyan, Ayidei, the fact that we go through the Parsha of Minyan of Klai Yisrael, with Keilu, we went through the Minyan, and we have the Maila of Minyan, and that Maila is going to help us get us into the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we have to figure out, what is this special Maila? Rashi tells us, Kipshutoi, Mitoichi Basan, he counts them just like a person, if he would have a lot of precious stones, he would count all the precious stones, but it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Each one is something special. You can't compare one to the other. You don't. Each one has a special mila. There's not another one of the same. Each one has something special. So Mitoichi Basan, Rabban Shem counts Klai Yisrael. And the raya is that we just counted Klai Yisrael not too long ago. There's no need in order to know the misper of Klai Yisrael to count again. So the counting is to show Chibasan. Rashi and Shmoy says a different nusach. It's like Koichovim, the misper of Hashemus. We know that every Koichov in the galaxy has some kind of Hashpah on the whole Bria and has its own Koyach. So too, everybody in Klai Yisrael has its own Koyach, and he has some kind of specialty that he has. There's a chiba about it. There's an interesting Gemara in Soita, the Gemara in Dafrit Gimel. The Gemara says that after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, Dafrit Gimel and Beis, the Gemara in Soita says that the Rebbeinu Shem gave a hesper on Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shem called him Safra Rabba di Yisrael. Safra Rabba di Yisrael. What does those words mean? Safra Rabba di Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Safra Rabba. So the Pashup Shat, maybe Rashi and the other Mepharshim say the Moshe Rabbeinu, there he was Nifter, wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, which is a tremendous nes for one person to write so much Sifrei Torah in one day. And he got a title, Safra Rabba di Yisrael. So you have to know what the big mile about it is. If it was a nes, what was so special about Moshe Rabbeinu to call him Safra Rabba di Yisrael. But the Mashal over there says a different shot. The Mashal says, Safra Rabba di Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to count Klal Yisrael twice. And by counting Klal Yisrael, that title, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to be masper and say the special, the gvaldig zach about Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was Sefer Klal Yisrael twice. So we see something very, very unique, something special about counting. More than that, in the parasha of the sphere of Klal Yisrael, it says, Ve'itchem yiyu, the Nesiim were the Rosh of Klal Yisrael, the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael, they were running Klal Yisrael, they should be there, b'shas the counting. It sounds like you get someone a job to count. Count sounds like something it could be done very easily by anyone else in Klal Yisrael. You don't have to dafka have Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen together with the Nesiim. More than that, when it comes to the parasha of Parshas Nosai, it brings down which Nesiim that brought all the Kabbanas, and next week's parasha, all the Kabbanas, they brought the amount of Kabbanas they brought. Who are these Nesiim? Eilu oimdim al pkudim, those who stood over there by the pkudim. Mamasha, they had the shtela, they had the special job of being there by the pkudim. So there's something very miuchid going on over here about this pkudim. The sefer is called on its name, Sefer HaPkudim. The whole sefer is called Sefer HaPkudim. The emesis, the Ramban already speaks about over here. He tries to explain, he brings rise from Sukkim, that this counting was not another counting of just when you say one, you and yours are counted. That gives a cheshivas that you're counted part of the mispar, but it's not a cheshivas b'fnei atzmai. His lashon is, Ein su'a l'lashon gedula, su'es kol rosh adas b'nei Yisrael, l'kayim ha'shanemar v'yoren keren la'amoy, to be mirem the keren of Klal Yisrael, to bring up the Mila and the Karen and the tremendous Unasat Hashem El Kecha Elyon Akol Goy Aretz, all the Milas about bringing up Klal Yisrael, making them Choshev, the Psukim that are all brought about that Indian, the Rabban says that's what was referring to over here. So we see on a simple level that what's happening over here is that when you count and you give someone a Cheshivas and you're speaking about his Mila, it's not just another number. It's not one bachur in the mir or one bachur in Beishaya. We're talking about him here. Everyone has some kind of specific maila. He has something miyuchad about him. And we're talking about, there's a cheshivas over here. And the emes is, that's why there's a very big shverakite. We know that Klal Yisrael is a big sakana to count Klal Yisrael. Even when a regular person counts, he says, Ashiya Samecha, you don't count, regular people count. It's a sakana. Why over here was a sakana? I mean, the Rebbeinu Shem was mitzava, but that when you're counting to know the number, seems like from the Mepharshim, that's a sakana. But when you're counting to know the mila about someone, just pointing out his mila, his mila, his mila, on that there's no sakana. And that's why you need Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and the Nesiim. They're the ones who can understand Ba'imek and Nefesh, Ba'imek, what they're all about, B'nevi'ah, B'nevu'ah, with their Chochma, to understand every single person, what he has. So that's on a simple level what's happening over here with the minyan. But understand the direct connection between this and Maimed Har Sinai and Matan Torah. This sounds very good for everything. For Bechlal, Kolistik, it sounds very good. But what's the special Maila about counting for Maimed Har Sinai? So there's Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Aroya Uchlas Yisrael. The person sees Uchlas Yisrael means a tremendous gathering of Klal Yisrael. So there's a special bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Chacham Harazim. Referring to Rebbeinu Shloilam. And the Rebbeinu Shem has tremendous chachma that he could see. Razim is lashon whatever in each person's, what he's thinking about. That means he could have over here 100 people, and each person's thinking about something else. And the Rebbeinu Shem is to be chaylis to know what every single person's thinking about. So it says over here, there's a bracha when you see Uchlasi Yisrael, a big tremendous Sibur and Klai Yisrael, you make Bahar Chochma Razm. How much of these, how big is this crowd of Uchlis Yisrael? So the Mashah, maybe the Mefarsh, other Mefarsh, bring down, we're talking about Shishim Ribui. So the question is, for this bracha, why do you need Shishim Ribui? Why is not enough? A big crowd. The bracha is a tremendous shvach about the Rebbeinu. Why do you need Shishim Ribui? And also, is it such a mile to speak about everybody's thoughts? There's a big bracha about Klai Yisrael together. The fact that Klai Yisrael is together, it's a tremendous bracha. The Klai Yisrael is biyachtus. So the Marsha says of Dover Nifl over here, the Marsha says that the bracha is a bracha of Maimon Har Sinai. The Maimon Har Sinai was given b'shishim ribo of Klai Yisrael. When you have shishim ribo of Klai Yisrael together, there's a special bracha called Chacham Arazim. But why is it the bracha of Chacham Arazim? How you should make a bracha of shishim ribo that came to Mount Torah? He says because Mount Torah was given b'shishim ribo deis. Klal Yisrael is built up of not only the amount, the number of Shishim Ribui. Shishim Ribui, every single person Klal Yisrael has a different daya. Different daya. Ribbono Shel Olam made him with a different daya. He has a different yecholus, a different chokhma, different... The Lashon Marsha is... Shehem chulokim l'samach ribui deyas v'hem klal kol ha-deyas shebehem nitna Torah. That's the klal of the deyas the Torah was given. Shal kei nitna Torah b'midbar dafka b'shishim ribui. Liois ha-Torah klula mikol ha-deyas v'chochmas. The Torah was included of all the chochma of the world. The chochma of the world is included by shishim ribui deyas. V'hem lo-hoisef aleha. This is the amount that includes everything, all-inclusive. And that's what it says. Va'af Talmid Vasik Mashaasim the Chadish. Any single person class who comes up at a svara, it was all there at the beginning because we had all those. It's part of those shishim ribui deis. The same yisoid is brought down in Teres Chaim. He brings it down. There's an interesting gemara. The gemara speaks about in Babasra that even though nevuah was batla by neviim, but nevuah is not batla by chachamim. We still have Nevuah and Bata Midrashis. In every Bis Medrash, there's Nevuah going on every single day. So he explains, what does that mean? It says the Teres Chaim, there's a Pasuk in Veschanon. Es advorim eila dibra Hashem kol kahalchim. We're talking about Maimon Har Sinai. Bahar mitochei sha'onan varofa kol godov lo Yosef. What does it mean, v'lo Yosef? It never stopped. The coil of the Maimon Har Sinai never stopped. So the Mandama says, Leposuk Koila Kaim Loilam. It's Kaim Loilam. How's it Kaim Loilam? Says the Torah is Chaim when a person is Mechadish a Chadushi Torah. Talmud Vosik, Osid Lechadish, in Sinai, from Sinai till now, any Chadushi Torah, that means Leposuk Adayoim, the Kaim Loilam. Mina Nevi'im Notlo, Veloim in Achachomim. There's Nevuah in every single Besmedrash. Every single person has some kind of element of Nevuah. When you sit and work on a Gemara and Mitamal Pshat falls into your head, there's a Me'ain, a little Ha'ara of Nevuah going on by a person. And the emphasis, that's what we say, Noisei Natoira. We don't say Nosa Natoira. Or Magid Dvor of Yaakov, not Higid Dvor of Yaakov. Because the whole Mesiris Atoira that goes on, it's continuing on every single generation by every single person. So it's Mavur in this Marsha. And it says in Mefurish and a Medrash in Parash Vayetze. The Medrash speaks out that if there's one Yid that was missing B'Shas, Maimon Har Sinai, Torah would not be able to be given. One Yid of the Shishim Ribu would be missing, would not be Shayach Maimon Har Sinai. The number is not just a number of, we need this crowd, I need a room to have 570 people. We need Shishim Ribu people. Shishim Ribui is the mispar that's needed to give over Torah because that is koilu, the whole Klal Yisrael. And if one person was missing, the Torah would not be able to be given. And there's a diuk, I think Rabban Kotler brings it down. Before Maimon Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, V'nofo mimenu rov. Rashi tells us by going up to the mountain, we'll speak about it soon, about when they went up to the mountain, if you go up, and if a person goes not in his right place, he might fall. And then, Nofo mimenu rov. Who's rov? A lot of people, says Rashi, afilo echad. Even one person is called Rav. And then the psukim later, amashma, it's kepshutoi. What does it mean, Rav? So Rabbi Aaron says that the pshat over here is that since Torah cannot be given without every single person in Klal Yisrael, so by one person not being there is a hefsi to the whole Klal Yisrael, Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbal Satoira. So we understand now that there's such a thing called ribui of put together, Klal Yisrael is made up of not only of the people standing in front of Maamar Har Sinai, it's also the dais that they have. That is what makes up Maamar Har Sinai. So to understand this, a drop more. What does this mean, Ribui Dais in Klal Yisrael? We know that there's such a thing called a person has to be Sameach B'chelkoi. So the Welt knows, it means be happy with your lot. Whatever you have, you should be happy with. What about a Ruchnius? You say also Sameach B'chelkoi or not? So they bring down B'shem Darizal and B'shem Degoyin. It's brought down in Sefer Menucha Kedusha, Tamar Chai V'loshna, that the Goyin said that also in Ruchnius is supposed to be Sameach B'chelkoi. So what does that mean, Sameach B'chelkoi Ruchnius? I learned an hour a day, I walk out and I say, Baruch Hashem, it's all good. I learned an hour, Sameach B'chelkoi. Is that what's supposed to be done? We know the Gemara says in Brachis, Hachach Picha V'Amaleu, Ahu B'divrei Torah K'siv, a person has to, as much as possible, to have She'ifis for godless, not to be Mestapek Amu'ut. When he does, the max he could do, maybe. But just to be, say the Nusach of a person should be Sameach B'chelkoi, that's a Pella. So what does this really mean? So the pshat is like this. A very sadistic azach. There's Gemara Nida, a famous Gemara, which has to have explanation. We understand this. We have a different understanding of what's happening. The Gemara says that before a child is born, there's a malach that comes and teaches him kol ha-Torah kula. Kol ha-Torah kula. Right before he's born, the malach teaches him kol ha-Torah kula. And the Gemara says, kivin shebo la'avra oilom bo malach v'soitra al piv. A malach comes and gives him a zetz on his mouth and he forgets his Torah. The Farshim ask, including the Goyen, they bring down Hashem the Goyen, what's the tachlis if he's going to forget all his learning? So what's the maila about a person learning Torah? He's not going to remember anything. Was there a tachlis in this learning? Why did Rabban Hashem do such a tremendous, bring a malach to teach every single neshama before he comes down to this world, teach him Torah? Why would Rabban Hashem do it? What would it help? Do we have anything today from the fact that the Malach taught me Torah, taught you Torah, taught every single Yid Torah? What do I have from it today? So the Goyen brings down and has brought down the Al-Sheikh and probably others. I saw in the Sefer Milas HaTorah, or you can look it up in a Sefer Pischei Nido, which is Rebtzal Ranchburg Sefer Nido and Daflam and Amar Aleph. He brings it around Barichas Niflo, beautiful, explains Barichas. Kol HaNeshama is Omdu Al Har Sinai. Every single Neshama was by Har Sinai. Every single Neshama by Har Sinai got his Chelik of Torah. He got his Chelik of Torah. Before a person's born, every single person is taught his chelik of Torah. Interesting. The Gemara, when the Gemara says kol Torah kula, doesn't mean kol Torah kula, says the Goyim. And the Alshah says the same thing. It means his chelik of Torah. Every single Yid has a chelik of Torah. Every single Yid. The Malach came, probably the same Malach who came to us, is the same Malach who came to Rebbe Eiger and to Chafetz Chaim and to all of them. The Malach came to the Neshama, is the same. The chelik of Torah that he taught, every person has a different chelik of Torah. B'shas, when he's born, the Malach gives him a zetz that he should forget it. Says the Goyen, what is the reason for this? Because when a person, if he wouldn't have learned it once in his life, he says he would not be able to masig in his lifetime his chelik of Torah. Al yidei, his yegias haTorah, that is the key in order to unlock what is be'etzem sitting inside his neshama waiting to be revealed. That's be'etzem there. And every single person has it. He says it's very meduyik, yagata umatzasa tamen. What's yagata umatzasa? What are you finding? It's something new. It's not something yitzasa. Where's the metziah over here? It's just the metziah because the Baruch Hashem sent it to you. That's not a metziah. That's called a matana. The metziah over here is that be'etzem it shayach to you. They are chelik of Torah. Every person has this chelik of Torah. Rabbi Tzal Ranchburg adds another knetch. He says, interesting, that be'etzem the Torah is so kadosh and so ruchniistic, and so further from our hasagas, and so not shaykh to olam hazeh, that if a person would just try to be masik Torah in this world, we would not be able to get to it. But since he was once connected to it, and it's inside his neshama, and he be'etzim has all the chalakim of Torah that he's supposed to know inside him, that gives him the ability to get that chalak of Torah when he's miyageya and limud ha-Torah. And Be'emes is a medrash mafurish. The medrash says in Shir Hashirim that a loymed Torah is doyma lemishi neved loysela be'beisoy. And it says, what should he do? Yadik lo esaneiros v'imtzeena. Open up the lights. Frek the Eitz Yosef, the Mefarsh on the Medrash. What's the dimyon b'chlal? Torah, I never knew this chelik of Torah. But the chelik of lost seller, I knew I had $100 in the house. I lost it, I can't find it. So you look for it. You open up the lights, go look for it, make a search. Says the Eitz Yosef, based on the Gemara that we know that a person learned before he was born, Kol HaTorah, whatever his Chelik of Torah, it's there, it's shayach to find, it's shayach to you, it's every single person, it's there for you. You just have to get to it. And the way to get to it, without your gear, is no schar, and the Rebbein Shem doesn't give it out on a free platter. A person has to be in a gear, and it seems like maybe he won't be able to get to it. Like the Chochs Mitzal says, that Be'etzim, you think to yourself that with my Averis, with my lichluch, with my maybe not gewaldige ruchniestika, I wasn't so ruchniestika when I was younger. Do I have shaykhis to limra Torah? Do I have shaykhis to my chelk of Torah? No such taina. Every single person had in his malach teaching him, his chelk and neshama is connected, it's there. The yigiyah is going to bring it out, no matter what matzav he's in. The Chassam Sofer says a gewaldige in drashis, he brings down this same nekuda. He says that the Torah was given dafka after Yitzias Mitzrayim and Klai Yisrael's meluchlich bechet. And they weren't ready for anything. They weren't ready for anything. They weren't on a darga. Klai Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim weren't no great dargas. Mem tesharetum. Every day they went out another darga, maybe until they got out, until Maimon Har Sinai. Afal piken. They were able to get Maimon Har Sinai, to get to Maimon Har Sinai. Over here we have to sit and learn a few zdarim, a few months in order to get to Maimon Har Sinai. Says the Chassam Sofer, the minig in Yisrael of putting Ilanei Srak in Beis HaKnesses is to be mesamel. You put out trees that can't produce fruit in Beis HaKnesses is to be mesamel, to give a remez to us that the Torah is not dafke toli in what you think is roi. V'horaya, that Ilanei Srak lasad lava are going to give peris. So too, Klai Yisrael, even if they're not roi, are going to have the ability to give off peris. Even if they would like to be Yitzias Mitzrayim, they're not roi. They won't write to it. The Haflah adds another beautiful thing. He says that Bishas Maimon Har Sinai, it says there was a whole asik about how to go up on the mountain, where to stand. Everybody wanted to get a closer view, wanted to be closer to the Shechina, more Kedusha. They want to push up to the front, see Moshe Rabbeinu, see had a cheshik, and you're not allowed to move up ahead of where your seat was. And it says over there, we said the Pasuk of Nafal Men Arav. Over here, a person is going to have a lot of people, you're going to fall. Why is Nafal Men Arav? It's one person. And the Pasuk's Mashma afterwards, that it's Mashma, there was going to be a lot of people. Pen Yifreitz Bom is Lashon Rabin. Says the Haflah, that in all generations, he says, just like by Maimon Har Sinai, there was seating cards. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to every person, shayrish and his shayrish of where he belonged, and how much he gave him Masik Torah, had a specific seat where he was supposed to be. If he stepped out of line and went somewhere else, the person after him wouldn't be able to get Torah. It was like an electric current coming from Moshe Rabbeinu down to everybody in Klai Yisrael, down to the bottom. If you stepped out of line, all the people after you will not get your Chelik of Torah, will not be able to get their Chelik of Torah, because you stepped out of line. If you thought you should be somewhere else, and you pushed up ahead, then everybody in Klai is going to lose out. Every single person besides his Chelik of Torah had his place in Torah. Where is his place? Where is his Makom HaKlai Yisrael? And he ends off with the words, V'chein hu b'chol ha'doiris. That there are some Talmidim try to jump ahead of where they don't belong, and they're not Zeicha because they don't realize. So it says over here, when we're saying Samech B'chelkoi from the Goyen, Avada Samech B'chelkoi means your Chelik of Torah. Every person has his Chelik of Torah. A person has the ability. It's not something I could do, I can't do, it's going to work, it can't work, I'm not Shaykh to it, I am Shaykh to it. That's the Metzias, the Rebbein Shem made that every single person has Shaykh to Limud HaTorah. He is connected to, he has a Chelik of Torah, it's there. You just have to unlock it. The way to unlock it is Dafka Yidei Yigiyah. But we have to know, we have to have this special cheshivas and understand where exactly this minyan is not just a cheshivas, you're a chashiv person, which is emes la'amitoi. But the cheshivas over here is that you're needed for Maimar Sinai. Every single person is needed for Maimar Sinai. Every single person is needed to be a chelk of Klal Yisrael. Whether he thinks he understands how to learn, doesn't understand how to learn. When he thinks he has the ability, doesn't have the ability. He has the koiches, he has the ability. It's not because it's hard. What the Rebbein Shem gives him, what it's good for him. We have to know also that if every single year there's a Maimar Sinai, the chur of the Maimar Sinai from when they got the Torah should have been enough. Why is there a schachas of a Maimar Sinai? Anything that the Torah gives us is not only something a chiyah for us to do or something we should be doing, but it's also opportunity. The Rebbein Shem gives us koiches together with the metzias, what we get. When we have a Maimon Arsina and a Kabbal Satayr, we get koiches for it. A Kabbal Satayr of this year means you're getting koiches special for your situation from this year, for the world, what's going on in the world this year, for the choshek that's going on this year, for the hard time that anyone's having this year. There's a Kabbal Satayr that's going to be restarted now that has the choyles for a person to access to get his koiches that he has. This is the Indian that we find over here. The Chazal gave us a tremendous opportunity in Chizuk of Maimon Har Sinai every single year. The getting ready for it is the important part of it. Kamat all the Inyonim of Shavuos all around has anything to do is all about Achanas. The staying up Shavuos by night is the Cheshivas. Birchas HaTorah is always showing the Cheshivas. It's always the Simcha Shaboy. Everything around Maimaras, everything about Kabbalah Satayra, everything about connecting with Torah is all about our input of showing where our chelik is. One thing can make it much easier for us. When we know that we got our chelik in Torah, we have a chelik in Torah, the Malach gave us the chelik in Torah. You are shaykh to this chelik of Torah. You're going to get this chelik of Torah. You miyagay in this chelik of Torah. Now is this special tkufa where mono v'otzru, there's this oiris about every yid's koyach. Simitz had the cheshivah Sakai Yisrael as a whole, mispar of achta Sakai Yisrael. The bracha of Chochem HaRazim that the Rebbein Shem knows every single person's day, and it's needed your day for Kabbalah Satayra, your Chiddush, your Asaga. When you finally put in your Koiches, and you did what you could do, then we have this Indian with the Goyin, and the Arizal says, Sameach B'chelkoi, in his Chelik of Torah, Sheniske, we should be Zoicha, to get the Ores of this Barshba Midbar, and of the Achona for Kabbalah Satayra.